One look at Bryson Ballard and I knew why Jeannie called me in. Young, skinny, baggy jeans, a wrinkled t-shirt, and shaggy black hair 3 weeks overgrown. Someone might have taken care of this kid once, but they weren't doing it anymore. He looked up when I entered Jeannie's office, his blue eyes swollen from crying. He sniffled, sat up straighter, tried to cover for whatever had caused his breakdown. Jeannie was barely holding it together herself. At 74, she was one of the pioneer female lawyers in Woodbridge County. She started her practice at a time when male judges thought it was okay to tell her how cute she looked in her little suits when she showed up for court. A long time ago, a different boy just like Bryson sat in her office crying even bigger tears. My little brother, Maddie. Her decision to fight for him and for all of us changed the course of my life. As I sat down in the chair next to Bryson Ballard, I knew Jeannie meant to change the course of his, and mine with it. "Cass," she said, "Bryson's had a bit of a tough year. Kiddo, you think you're up to telling Cass what you told me?" Bryson ran his palm over his pant leg, then held it out to shake mine. I took it.
"My mom," he said, "she, and my dad, my stepdad, he didn't like me to call him that. He was my dad."
Bryson's voice broke on the word dad. He'd used the past tense. Even if he hadn't, this boy's grief wrapped around him with weight, bending his spine, ravaging his voice. "I'm sorry," I said. Lord, he did look a heck of a lot like my little brother Maddie. Like my older brother Joe, too. And he was alone, just like we'd been after our mother died and my own father had disappeared. That was on his good days. On his bad ones, he was drunk and dangerous.
"They want me to say what I heard," he said. "She told me I have to. She told me not to lie."
It was then I noticed the heavily creased piece of paper in front of him. He'd tried to smooth it out and laid it on Jeannie's desk. A subpoena. Jeannie's expression told me that paper held the crux of this boy's problem today. I reached over and picked it up and read the caption. "People of the State of Michigan versus Juliet Ballard Clay.